North Canterbury's community radio station. Joining me in the studio, Amy Pawson from the Hope Community Trust. Good morning, Amy. How are you?
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I turned that microphone on too and it's not working. Here you go. Now if I push that button, it's going to come through clear as a bell.
Good morning.
Thank goodness for that. Amy, it's so good to see you. Normally you'd be having a bit of a chat with Steph, but things are changing around this. So he's hoping you and I have got a great relationship going.
Yes, absolutely.
In fact, we've got three things to talk about, Amy, and one of them is Operation Christmas Dinner.
Yes.
Now, there is many families in North Canterbury that will struggle to put food on the table for a Christmas dinner.
Yes.
And let's face that. That is probably the more important thing. Let's not worry about the presents or anything like that. It is actually having your people around, your people around you, your family around you for Christmas.
Absolutely.
Operation Christmas Dinner, what's this all about?
So basically it was an idea to come up with that families could celebrate Christmas at home and be able to provide, you know, the staples of a lovely Christmas dinner for them that they can share with their family. You know, a lot of places do the Christmas meals and stuff like that, but yep. We thought, well, this is just something a little bit different.
Yes.
And it just means that they can have that shared experience. We started it last year and we had some fantastic responses from the people who received the Christmas parcels.
Well, anyone gets have anything to do with the Hope Community Trust, they always come out smiling at the end of it. So Amy, you're doing a wonderful job. There's going to be posters around North Canterbury with us.
Yes.
And on the poster I see that there is a QR code.
Yes.
So the Operation Christmas Dinner is a fundraiser so that we can actually get food into these families' homes, right?
Absolutely.
Right, so when you're looking out for the Operation Christmas Dinner posters, see the QR code on it. Where does that QR code take you if you've got your cell phone?
Yes, so it takes you to our Give a Little page, which is we've set up called Operation Christmas Dinner.
Mm-hmm.
So people can either just visit Give a Little and type in Operation Christmas Dinner or the Hope Community Trust, or they can, if they see one of our posters, they can put their phone up to it and it just connects to their, the barcode connects to their phone and they can go onto the page there. So yeah, have a look around. We'll be putting them up all around Rangiora.
Yep.
For the businesses that allow us.
Yeah, and what we'll do is we'll keep one of these here as well with the QR code, because the target is to provide 50 families with a Christmas dinner within,
yes,
the North Canterbury region. The funds are going to be used to purchase items to make up the Christmas dinner parcels.
Yes, absolutely.
That's absolutely wonderful. We'll keep talking about this, Amy. We'll put that on our community notices. Moving on to the second subject, because we've got about three to get through here. The Hope Community Trust have got a garden market.
Yes, so we decided to do a bit of a fundraiser this year and put on a garden market in the grounds of the trust.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got some beautiful gardens. We've got our community garden that's situated at the back, which is going to have a gardener there asking question and answers.
Yep.
We'll have a scavenger hunt for the kids. We've got some games for the kids. We're going to have some we've got market stalls coming, massive op shop sale, so you don't want to miss that, and some food vendors as well. So just a way to fundraise but also get awareness of what we do in the community.
Yep.
And and just have a nice free it's free to come down.
Yep.
Bring some cash along, but
yeah,
we do have FPOS as well.
Yep.
If you want to get some cash out for the market stalls.
Absolutely, and this is going to happen on Saturday the 25th of November, which is Saturday week.
Yeah.
From 10 until 1, craft stalls, food stalls, all that sort of stuff. And when you're dealing with gardens, I'm a bit of a newbie to gardening. I'm telling everyone now that a couple of years ago I had one tomato plant in a pot. Now I've got 13 pots at home full of potatoes and lettuces and all sorts of things. If I can grow a garden, then anyone can grow a garden. So go get some expert knowledge from the Q&A.
Absolutely.
And this, of course, is at 115 East Belt in Rangiora, Saturday, 25th of November. On to the third one, because this one's actually really, really cool. You've got a workshop coming up, a cooking workshop.
Yes, so it's a Money and Kauai workshop. So it's giving people, it's a free workshop, some tools just about budgeting. We've partnered with Kingdon Resources, and they're fantastic. So it's all about how to create your own budget, making things work, and working with saving some money in the kitchen. So they're going to do a bit of a cooking demonstration, and then the best part of all, you get to eat the food at the end. So
there's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that. Again, this is a part of maybe growing some of your own food.
Yes.
And using the food that you grow in your own garden to just stretch that dollar dollar even mm-hmm. further, because, you know, we've been hearing for years that there's a cost of living crisis. We can all do things to help ourselves, and this is actually a really, really good one. Money and Kai. This is awesome. Again, at 115 Eastbelt.
Yes.
That's where the Hope Community Trust has the head office and organisation, corporate offices.
Yeah,
sort
absolutely.
Of style, 115 Eastbelt. Tuesday, the 21st of November, and again on the 5th of December.
Yes, so they can just email support@hopecommunity.co.nz and just reserve the spot so we know numbers so we can organise enough for food. But as I said, it's a free workshop, and we just want to help families, because we know a lot of families are struggling at the moment, and if they can come up with some really savvy budgeting, some people don't even know, where do I start with a budget? So yes. This is what they're great at.
Yeah.
And so it's helping, giving some ways and tips and tricks to be able to save some money. Maybe it's on, making it, a more family-friendly budget, meal. So that's where this is going to come into it. It's going to be fantastic.
Well, I think it's a wonderful thing. And I also think that the Hope Community Trust in North Canterbury do an amazing job. And
thank
Amy,
you.
You're doing an incredible job getting out and about and telling everyone all about it.
Thank
we
you.
Will obviously be pushing these in all three of these events in our community notices. Amy Paulson from Hope Community Trust, thanks for coming into Compass.
Thank you.
Compass FM.